From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Republicans say they are not getting support for proposed changes to the way the financial overhaul bill would approach the derivatives market. NPR's Audie Cornish has this on the Capitol Hill back and forth.
Derivatives are contracts viewed by some as bets and as insurance by others. Either way, companies use them to manage their risk in everything from interest rates to fuel costs. Speculation in that market caused problems in the financial crisis. Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss pushed an alternative to the Senate bill that would have stripped a provision forcing banks to spin off their derivatives desks.
The underlying bill will have many unfortunate consequences, some intended, some unintended, resulting from applying complicated regulations too broadly, and will subject our American businesses to more risk, not less.
That amendment failed on a vote of 39 to 59. Senate Democrats are pushing to wrap up work on the entire financial regulatory bill as soon as next week. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The New York Times reports the New York Attorney General is looking into whether some big banks misled ratings agencies about the value and stability of debt included in mortgage-backed securities, including derivatives, whose collapse helped to spark the financial and real estate meltdown. And the home foreclosure crisis isn't over, even though Rick Sharga of RealtyTrack, which monitors foreclosures, says new foreclosure notices are down for April. Sharga also says banks foreclosed on a record 92,000 homes in April, and he says most of the activity is in a handful of states.
Arizona, Nevada, Florida, California among them.
Sharga says he doesn't expect much improvement in the market and foreclosure activity until next year because of the backlog of foreclosures and the slow improvement in the job market and the economy overall. President Obama continues his White House to Main Street tour. Today he makes a stop in Buffalo, New York. Eileen Buckley of member station WBFO reports his visit will focus on the economy and jobs.
Buffalo has lost thousands of manufacturing jobs over the years, but President Obama's Buffalo visit will focus on a successful metal products plant. Mr. Obama will use the visit as an example that manufacturing is alive and well in the U.S. He will hold a conversation with plant workers. Republican Western New York Congressman Chris Lee wants the president to listen to Buffalo business people struggling to make ends meet.
Jobs must come from the private sector. The government cannot continue to spend money and hire 10,000 federal bureaucrats each and every month. We are heading down the road towards what we are seeing in Greece.
President Obama is scheduled for a three-hour visit in Buffalo, but nothing is open to the public. No town hall-style meetings are planned. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Buckley in Buffalo.
This is NPR News. Violence in Baghdad last night and early this morning leaves 7 people dead and 24 injured. NPR's Susanna George is in Baghdad and says attacks have picked up markedly.
Iraqi officials say that late last night a car bomb ripped through a cafe in the mainly Shiite neighborhood of Sadr City. Another report suggests that the car detonated prematurely before reaching its target. Then, this morning, 2 homemade bombs went off, the first targeting a police patrol in central Baghdad. Hours later, the second went off, targeting an Iraqi army convoy in the south of the capital. 3 policemen were wounded. While the month of April saw relatively low levels of violence, this week got off to a bloody start. Some Iraqis worry that the violence will continue as long as there's political uncertainty surrounding the formation of a new government. Susanna George, NPR News, Baghdad.
The first man to walk on the moon says President Obama's planned overhaul of the human space exploration program would let the U.S. fall behind other countries. Neil Armstrong tells Congress that waiting for the private aerospace industry to develop new low-Earth orbit spacecraft, as the White House wants, would be a bad idea.
The most experienced rocket engineers with whom I have spoken believe that it will require many years and substantial investment to reach the necessary level of safety and reliability.
The Obama plan would also alter the Bush administration goal of establishing a permanent presence on the moon. Eugene Cernan, the last astronaut on the moon, calls the plan a blueprint to nowhere, but the president's plan also has its defenders, including former moonwalking astronaut Buzz Aldrin. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.